ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय bhajami radham aravindanetram smarami radham karunam oops bhajami radham madhura smitasyam bhajami radham karuna bharatram bhajami radham karuna bharatram Tato mamanyasti gatirna kvapi Tato mamanyasti gatirna kvapi So, Hare Krishna. We are today going in our mind again to Radha Kund, where many of you have come from to attend this lecture. Radha Kund is the place which Rupa and Sanatana Goswami allotted to Raghunath Das Goswami when Raghunath Das Goswami arrived from Puri in Vrindavan. Then these older Goswamis, Rupa and Sanatana, who were, so to say, the leader of the ascetic monks, told Raghunath Das Goswami, you should stay next to Govardhan at the banks of the lake Radha Kund and Syama Kund. And there Raghunath Das Goswami did his exceptional bhajan, something which we have spoken about in the past. He was fully really absorbed throughout the 24 hours in Krishna consciousness. Mostly he was doing, and I read this just this morning, two practices. He chanted the holy name and he was practicing remembrance or smaran of the divine pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and he would participate in them in his spiritual identity as Tulsi Manjari. Now what is interesting to mark is that the Chaitanya Charitamrita says that, you know, he stayed up for 22 hours. That means he slept 2 or 1.5 hours each day. That was all. But then the Chaitanya Charitamrita says that sometimes that was not possible because he found an activity which was even more interesting and nourishing to him than sleeping, and that was he was singing the holy names with devotees, Sankirtan. It's very interesting. Our Goswamis loved this singing together in the circle of like-minded devotees, the Sankirtan, so much. So when Sankirtan happened, during the hours which they really kept for resting, then they would stay awake and sing throughout the... They would take their sleeping time to sing. I think if you hear this, you become thoughtful. Oh my God, my bhajan is not even a shadow of a bhajan in comparison to the Goswamis, because whereas they would sacrifice their sleep, I say for kirtan or for the holy name, I sacrifice the holy name for my sleep. I'm moving differently. So this was the bhajan of Raghunath Das Goswami. And he writes now in text 28 about another associate of Radha Krishna, and I will read this to you. Pratama rasavila se hantaro shenatavat prakatam vivavirodam sandadana pibangya pravalayati sukamya navyayuno svanaptro paramiha mukarantam mudnivrittam vahami. I bow down with my head to the old Mukara, who is the grandmother of Sri Radha and who always increases the unlimited happiness of her divine young grandchildren, Sri Sri Radha Krishna, by skillfully creating some obstacles for their loving pastimes. It's very interesting to note that Raghunath Das Goswami says here in this verse that even those associates of Radha and Krishna who create so-called obstacles to their meeting, like the grandmother, she's the mother of Yatila, Mukara, yeah? Why, sorry, this is a valuable contribution. Must be because the right, if Radha is her granddaughter.
And she was from there when she was child,
right. As a child, she would go. This is a good point. Now I'm convinced. Yes, I'm. The old Mukara is the mother of Kirtida. And that's why she is also mentioned right after Kirtida. And even though she created sometimes an obstacle, and we will hear about this a little later, this was adding to the glories of the divine pastimes. There is a song by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur where he glorifies Jagai and Madai and other others who acted demoniac in the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he says, all of them, friends and enemies, are really only serving the pastime so that the pastime can go on. They are the servants of Radha Krishna. So when we will hear how Mukara wants to protect Radha from Krishna, then we should consider that she does so for the unlimited happiness of her divine young grandchildren, Sri Sri Radha Krishna. You might notice that Raghunath Das Goswami says Krishna is also the grandchild of Mukara. He says Mukara is the grandmother of Radha and Krishna. How is this? In Braj, relationships are a little bit different also. You would call, for instance, Balaram in our Western language, the cousin of Krishna. But in Braj language, he is the brother of Krishna. Balaram is the son of Vasudev and Rohini, whereas Krishna is considered the son of Vasudev and Devaki. So he would be the cousin or the nephew? I'm always getting mixed up.
Half-brother.
Yeah.
If Vasudev is the father,
then he's a half-brother. They have the same father.
Right. Half-brother. Yeah, same father. Half-brother. But there is no half-brother in Raj. His full brother. And there are other relationships where I noticed very much, why is this now that he's the brother? Or why is he? But it's just a brotherly affection, a brotherly relationship. Yes, half brother, not cousin or whatever. Yeah. So Mukara is the grandmother of Krishna also. she's a little elderly, and she loves Radha like anything. She lives in a village near to Radhakund, which is visited by the Parikramas. It's called Mukarai. And there you find Shila, a stone, which you can sound from many directions. And the stone makes a certain sound like a xylophone. Different sounds. And this is the Shila on which Radha played when she was a child and visited her grandmother Mukara. It's quite interesting to go to Mukarai, the village, and you always get something to eat there. It's the favorite spot of the Babaji's from Radhakund, who have done the whole morning the bhajan. They go to Mukarai and beg for Madhukari. It's a nice little way, it keeps the circulation going, and they do their begging there. So there is a description of how old Mukara creates an obstacle for the meeting of Radha and Krishna, and it's very nicely described, and I want to read or narrate it a little bit from Krishna Bhavanamrita. She comes every morning to Srimati Radharani to wake her up. So the the town, when she goes early in the morning through the town, I like this very much, you will hear the sounds of cowherds churning the milk. And the loud chanting of the Brahmanas who chant Vedic mantras, these two sounds echo through the whole town. The chanting is of the Brahmanas gets so intense, they are so happy chanting the mantra that they get really loud, that there seems to be a competition between the loud sound of the Brahmanas and the sound of the cows calling for their calves. You know, it's a whole, there's a lot of Brahminical and Sattvic activities going on. It's described when you how auspicious the cow is. The cow is nourishing humanity, and it is described when you take care of the cow, and the cow's tail will come over your hand and wipe out the fortune lines. Your whole life changes. What happens when you serve the cows is that you meet sadhus as a result of your go-seva. And you become very, and your life changes. Ayurveda even says when you are upset and disturbed, go and sit with the cows. Yesterday we had an opportunity to visit the cows of the Bhaktivedanta ashram, and it was very difficult for some of us to leave the cows because we felt just so rewarded and so happy. Cows are very important in the spiritual culture. It's not by chance that Krishna has become a cow herder and not a camel herder. For instance, you know, you laugh, but it could be. Camels are also interesting, but they are not sattvic, they are tamasic. So they competed, the cows, and heard the Brahmanas chanting, and then they became louder and more enthusiastic, and then the Brahmanas heard the cows, and then they became more enthusiastic. So their sound was rising to higher and higher pitches. There was early in the morning the warbling of the parrots, sparrows and peacocks, the Brijbasi is with all this noise, Brahmanas, cows, parrots, began to wake up and sit on their beds and plan their day's activities. You know, let us plan now. Gradually they all woke up, and the village women were very excited. Now is the morning time. We have not seen Krishna. Let's go and visit Krishna. This is the art of waking up. I don't know if you know the art of waking up. You should wake up with auspicious thoughts, not with boring thoughts or depressive thoughts or tamasic thoughts. I remember yesterday when there was Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day, and I had gone late to bed the night before, and the time came, it was a little bit before four, and I woke up. So I immediately thought, wow, Prabhupada's day is today. Let us, and by having this auspicious thought in my mind, I I jumped out of my bed. I forgot to open the mosquito net, you know, and we both went almost to the ground. You know, then I said, "Okay, second try." I opened the mosquito net and, you know, got out because I felt so enthusiastic that I didn't care for this gluposti mosquito net. This is a very nice to wake up with auspicious thoughts in the mind. It's very important if you want to wake up properly. The best is before you go to bed, you think of Krishna, and then when you wake up, you also think of Krishna. That's what the Brajbasis do. In the evening before they go to bed, they all come to the Sabha, that is the assembly home of Nanda Maharaj, and see Krishna to end their days, and Balaram sitting like the sun and the moon in the assembly. And then there's some village entertainment, clowns and acrobatic feats can be seen, but everyone just has only eyes for Krishna Balaram. And then when they get up, Pang, they are very enthusiastic as well, thinking of Krishna. This is the way to sleep and the way to wake up. So Mukara has also this parental affection for Radha, and she arrived at Radha's home. She came in her in the house of Radha, and was very, very eager to see her granddaughter, and shouted out loud, "Radha, my dear granddaughter, where are you?" You know, she knows where the bedroom is, but she's just so eager and enthusiastic. "Where are you, Desi?" You know. So Yatila, her daughter, knows she needs the blessing of her mother for her son Abhimanyu. This is very important in the Vedic civilization. You would always go to older personalities and respect, and obtain their blessings for whatever you want to do during the day. This is our Vedic civilization. That is the sole reason why we have Guru Puja in the morning and sing Sangsara Dhavana when we wake up. We want to obtain the blessings of Srila Prabhupada for the rest of our activities. There's someone who performs his activities with only his own efforts is limited, but someone who performs his activities with the blessings can do unlimited activities. I'm personally very convinced of this because I start my day with the Sangsara prayers during the month of Kartik, and actually I should do it also outside of the month of Kartik. Then I do a little Artik to Vrinda Devi, who's in my room now, and the blessings are so important. In the morning you asked also Vrinda Devi for the blessings. This is a very ancient tradition to ask for blessings, and on the way here I told about a prayer, very good prayer, where this is obvious. There, it's a prayer where Rupa Goswami describes himself in his old age. He's alone in the forest of Vrindavan, and he prays for the blessings of Vrinda Devi so that she gives him the permission to direct the approach Radha and Krishna had asked Radha and Krishna for the divine eyes of love. By the eyes of love you can see Krishna. So these blessings are very much important. And there is this prayer, I think you know. Vilas Vilas Kunya Diyo Vasa Dayane Ribosana Yoga Rupanasi Eni Vedena Dara Sakira intensely desire that you, Vrinda Devi, you please make me a resident of the pleasure groves of Sri Vrindavan, then I will be able to behold the beautiful pastimes of Radha and Krishna. I am presenting my heartfelt prayer that you make me a follower of the Sakis, thus giving me the privilege of Radha Krishna Seva and making me your own maid servant. All the desires become fulfilled of those who take shelter at your lotus feet, Vrinda Devi. And therefore, in the prayer of Rupa Goswami, he asks first the forest of Vrindavan and then the presiding goddess of the forest, Vrinda Devi, for her blessings to continue on his path to Radha Krishna. Have you asked for blessings while you are here in the forest of Vrindavan? Please remember tomorrow to start. This is a good application. Tomorrow to start your day blissfully. Jump out of your mosquito nets with a blissful thought, praising Radha and Krishna, praising Guru Maharaj, praising, and jumping into the shower, taking your good shower, and then praying to Vrinda Devi, and so on. You will be carried. So Yatila knows this. She goes to this elderly Mukhara. She's very crafty, that means clever. And she says, Mukhara, every day the learned Purnamasi instructs me, O wise one, Yatila, to attain many children, long life, wealth, and countless cows for your son Abhimanyu. Please have your daughter-in-law Radha bathe, dress, and ornament herself so she can do Surya Puja. Never disobey the order of Yashoda, the queen of the cowherds, and do not worry about the opinion of the common people. That is like this. Yashoda has ordered Yatila, please, your Radha is such a good cook. Send her to my house in the morning so that she can cook for Krishna, and then Krishna becomes very healthy. So, although the common people say, what? You're sending your daughter into your married daughter into the house of someone else where there is another man, where there is Krishna? This should be ignored, this doubt. Therefore, O respectable Mukhara, please give your granddaughter auspicious blessings so that my son will gain all prosperity. No? So she says, to Mukharaj bless Radha that she has many children and that she is good and will that my son will become rich. And then Yatila says to Radha, "Oh daughter, quickly rise, perform household worship, take your bath and collect the items for the sun worship." So Mukhara enters and she's a little old and her head is sometimes almost shaking and she says again and again, "How surprising. The dawn has passed but my little granddaughter is still sleeping." Her heart melts with affection and she goes in Radha's bedroom and sees Radha there and says, "Oh lovely child, please get up. Oh innocent one, have you forgotten that today is Sunday?" "You should bathe. You should offer agya to the rising sun, that is, that the sun can wash its tuis, and quickly prepare for his worship." This is done in Vedic households. The household women will go out of the door of their house. They will quickly sweep when it's still dawn around the house, that it's clean. They are environmentally conscious. It's not that they are unconscious like today's Indian. And then they will worship with a prayer the sun god, that the sun gives health to the whole rest of the family. That is what the wives do. They pray. So therefore Radha is requested to get up and do her sun god worship. Vishakha, who was serving Radha in her bedroom, awoke upon hearing the old woman's word. Radha is not sleeping alone. There's Vishakha next to her. Although Vishakha is still a bit drowsy, she gets out of bed and said, "Oh Sakhi Radha, quickly rise, quickly rise. The time is also there." So Srimati Radharani was up the whole night. And she's woken up and she's slightly bewildered and fatigued and tries to rise, but then she collapses and again falls into slumber. She looked like a royal swan who bobs up and down in a lake, coming up and down. Shyamasakhi is laughing because that sounds extremely familiar to her, the situation. Finally, after many, many attempts, Radha arises from her luxurious bed, and at this moment, Mukhara creates an obstacle. Mukhara sees there is a yellow cloth on Radha. She's very suspicious because she saw that same yellow cloth the day before on Krishna. It says, you know, the Pitambara, which Krishna, like a scarf, a little bigger scarf, like a chata maybe, or a little bit like this size, you know, a little bigger. And she said, "Oh Vishakha, your Sakhi is wearing the same bright cloth which I saw Krishna yesterday in the assembly." of the cowherd boys, the same, I recognize that cloth, the fabric and so on. What madness, alas! Is this the right behavior for a girl from a good family to wear the same cloth like another man? I mean, to have that cloth on her? Vishaka didn't notice here. Remember, she's still drowsy, and then she's alarmed. Look, oh no, it's true what Mukara says. Somehow, Krishna's cloth is on Radha. We know why. We know. We Vaishnavas know all these secrets. And Vishaka is so much, you know, this is early morning and already it starts with such a difficult situation. You know, and she just gasps for air. She doesn't know what to say, what to do. She has no idea. Then she thinks, then last minute she says, "Oh Mukara, oh foolish woman, due to your old age you have become totally blind. Can't you see? It's the rays of the rising sun shining through the window upon Radha's golden complexion, and that makes now her blue dress appear yellow. Why are you needlessly accusing innocent Radha?" Mukara, like a typical old lady, "Oh, I said the wrong thing, and this early in the morning I should give blessing," and she's so embarrassed she quickly runs out of Radha's bedroom. And then at that moment Vishaka quickly takes Krishna's cloth and says to Radha this, and if she would speak German she would say, "Das war aber knapp." You know, almost, you know, caught, you know. Then Mukara goes to Krishna's bedroom, and again the same situation is there. Somehow Radha and Krishna left early in the morning and they by mistake exchanged their clothes. So Krishna, who has this yellow cloth, has now Radha's blue cloth on. Mukara sees that and remembers. He says, "Yashoda, do I see everything right with my eyes? He has a blue cloth. This is the cloth I saw yesterday on Radha." Yashoda said, "You don't see any longer properly, old woman. This is the dhoti of Balaram." "Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh good. Sorry, says Mukara. So in this way Mukara creates some obstacle, but it is totally blissful for Radha and Krishna, because especially when these difficult situations get solved in the last minute, you know, they are very blissful, they are very playful, they laugh and so on. So this is something about Radha, about Mukara and her excellent seva. For she is, Raghunath says, "I bow down with my head to Mukara." She's just doing this service so that the pastime of Radha and Krishna gets a particular flavor. Because, you know, there are different grounds or different conditions in which love can grow. For us normal sadhakas, love can grow if our heart is full of gratitude. Gratitude is that condition of the heart which allows spiritual growth. But there are other conditions also in which love for Radha and Krishna can grow. In the divine pastime, it's the apprehension in the it's called the paramour love, the risks which are involved, the secrecy, that it remains hidden, which makes the love grow, because the love between the divine couple is constantly growing. It's constantly, Krishna reflects himself in the mirror of Radha's love, and it's an endless growth. You know, there's Radha and Krishna, they're like the mirror, two mirrors, and between them is the love which grows endlessly. When I was on the cruise, there were these cruise lifts. After some time I didn't take them any longer because I seemed to develop more and more feelings against technique. I prefer to climb stairs and not an complicated elevator. But I remember in the first days I still used the elevator, and you know, they have made the elevator full of mirrors. So when you step in, you see 1 billion Sachinandan Swamis. Have you seen this effect? So between Radha and Krishna, the love is unlimited, because both of them are mirroring back and forth the love. And there are different ways in which this grows, different colors in which it grows. And there is a secret in bhakti. If you wish to know Krishna, you can't know him by your head. You have to learn to know him through bhakti, which will be infused in your heart. And the Hladini Shakti is the only thing which can help you to meet Radha Krishna. Therefore the devotees say, we don't want Radha and Krishna, we want love for Radha and Krishna, because only by this loving emotion will you be able to one day see Radha and Krishna. And I like this prayer of Rupa Goswami very much, who prays that this love comes in the heart. Now for us sadhakas here in Vrindavan, I think we should start with being grateful to be in this holy land. In Radhakund, some of you reside in Radhakund, and have you noticed from morning till evening you hear the kirtans around you? This is by devotees who wish to glorify Radha and Krishna and come close. Oh yeah, in Brajabhumi, every dust is impregnated with Krishna's potency, because Krishna walked over this dust, and it's like the magical dust, the magical ground on which you walk. So it is very important that you wake up in gratitude and perform your day's activities in gratitude. And it's very important that you also don't see the Dham with material eyes. You must see it with enlivened eyes, with loving eyes. You must just feel, oh, here Krishna walked. Here Krishna was bound to the mortar. Here Krishna played and so on. In Braj, they say, Krishna becomes manifest in four ways. One is as Giriraj. Then when you see a Giriraj, a lonely cow, I heard even a few cows, then Krishna is there in an invisible way, a cow herding. Then if you see a black snake, that also represents Krishna. I saw a black snake the other day, very enlivened and very fearful at the same time. and one fourth way, I believe he manifests through the devotees who carry Krishna in their heart. So watch for Krishna in Braj. Be eager for Krishna. Sit before Giriraj, pray to Giriraj with gratitude. Krishna will be kind to you. Hare Krishna. This is what I wanted to say on this verse. Should I read the verse again for us? Old Mukhala. It is 28. I bow down my head to the old Mukhara, who is the grandmother of Sri Radha and who always increases the unlimited happiness of her divine young grandchildren, Sri Sri Radha Krishna, by skillfully creating some obstacle for their loving pastimes. See, they all in the heart of hearts want that Radha and Krishna are together. But it is their duty to create now obstacles and suspicion. Hare Krishna. Good. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami ki jai. Shri Radha Kund Shyama Kund ki jai. Shri Vrindavan Dham ki jai. Shri Kartik Mas ki jai. Shri Mati Radha Rani ki jai. Jai Jai Shri